The Lord bless you, my dear ones. The Lord Jesus is calling us to a season of abstinence in honor of Saint Michael, whose feast day is September 29th. Jesus is asking us to abstain and fast as we can, and at the same time ask Saint Michael to intercede before the throne of God for the good of the souls who live on the mountain and surrounding areas. St. Francis kept a 40-day vigil and fast to St. Michael in the wilderness, and Ezekiel, my husband, felt that we were being called to do the very same, but now in this present time. So here is a simple prayer I've composed to St. Michael. St. Michael the Archangel, please heal and deliver the souls of this mountain area from evil, from drugs and addictions, abuse, sickness, and paralyzing poverty. Break the chains of bondage that have ruled over the souls in this place for so long, and deliver them. Deliver those who are suffering from its effects. May the light of Christ shine on all around us to deliver them from sorrow, sadness, and every bondage. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Jesus began, "It is of the utmost importance that you gather any words I have given each of you together and share them. I give one key information and more to others. When you share the puzzle pieces, you get the whole picture and can better discern the right direction and be supportive of one another, truly as a whole. A community is a living organism with its very own personality or charism. When all are equally regarded, my love reigns. Claire, beloved, I am with you in this community. I am instilling practices that will bring you deeper into my world and help you to function better as a truly religious community after my own heart. The fact that you have African Americans in this community is a wonderful example for other communities that don't. There is great joy in store for you all as I form you into what you truly will become. Each of you are beautiful, truly beautiful, and I am so very pleased with the hearts of each one of you. It is not easy to live in community and give up preferences and schedules. It is a real challenge, especially for those of you who are older. But I promise you, the rewards of your sacrifices will far exceed anything you ever imagine. My precious brides, your beauty is luminous. You give off light and the fragrance of charity and long-suffering. You have chosen the better part, and I wish for all of you to have the substantial prayer time that you need. Please do not let any other thing take over your time. Always give me your best hours. Always put work in its place, even work for me. It must be second place to loving me and keeping me company. Truly, you are a joy to behold in your faithful hearts. This truly is a place where I can find my rest and lay my weary head upon your hearts. Protect that and never allow work to take that from you. Work together now, your hearts fitly joined together into the living body of Christ. One heart, one mind, one purpose. Amen.